Why every Christian can become a shepherd. Why every Christian can become a shepherd. Point number one. The first reason why everyone can become a shepherd is simply because all that is needed, a desire is enough, is a desire. All that you need is a desire. And our scripture is from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Remember I said to you that a bishop is just another level of the shepherd. Are you seeing it? So if even at this level all you need is a desire, then at the lower levels there is more than enough. Are you seeing it? Oh, are you seeing it or not? Yeah. You will even find out if you go further in the scripture that it doesn't even say much about, it doesn't say anything about the spiritual things. It just talks about the character things. And that's why we'll deal with some character things while we're here. Yeah. You look at it, it says he must be blameless. Some of you are not blameless. Yeah. Husband of one wife. Already, you are just all over the place. Yeah. You think I don't know, but I do. Yeah, there are just a lot of things I don't say. And that goes for the girls as well as the guys. Yeah. Vigilant. Sober. Of good behavior. Are you seeing it? So the things that were mentioned were all behavioral things. And this is one of the things we'll come to probably in the afternoon session. Why you should become a shepherd. Because when you come to the Lord, you have to clean up your life. Yeah. And many times being a shepherd helps you in that cleanup that needs to happen. When you are just there, Chese, you are just there without an aim. Somebody who's running without an aim is very different from somebody who plans to pass a marathon. Yeah. Just deciding that I will take part in a marathon crowd makes you a different person. Makes you do a lot of different things. Even how you eat is different. Yeah. I hope you get it. So the desire is enough. So if the desire is enough, I mean, Chese, anybody. But the second point is what I want you to see. That becoming a shepherd is a natural stage of development. It's a natural thing. It's a natural stage of development. Many people are not shepherds, and I want you to understand that that is the abnormality. People grow normally. Am I speaking to some people here? It is normal that the baby will drink milk. It is normal that at a certain stage, the milk is not enough and they have to add some food. It's normal that this baby who we have to carry everywhere suddenly needs to crawl. It's normal that this crawling baby suddenly begins to walk and to run. It's normal. So when you now see a two-year-old who cannot walk, it is abnormal. And a four-year-old who cannot speak, it is abnormal. In the same way, in the life of a Christian, a time comes when you need to be doing something. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Look at the scripture. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. You see, it's an abnormality. Let's see if we can put it into English that they understand. Let's go to NLT and see. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. At least one person. The woman, the Samaritan woman that Jesus brought to the Lord. He brought her to the Lord. No, she went to the village. No, she has got converts. You, from 19th grade hall to date, you have not even shared your testimony with anybody. You are sitting by your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, who have you shared your testimony with? Even how you came to the Lord. You see, when a baby says, oh, you are just looking straight, your answer is clear. Because if your neighbor is looking straight, a child said, nobody. Are you there? Let's continue. Instead of you teaching somebody, you need somebody to teach you again the basic things about God's word. Some of you are in this church, you've been here 3 years, 4 years. The beginning of every year, I'm teaching seven great principles for the purpose of winning souls in the new ones who have come. But once again, you have to hear it again because you don't remember the scriptures. You don't understand the scriptures. You don't know why you are born again. I mean, we are still there. You can't teach anybody. By this time, if you are in your third year, you should be able to teach somebody seven great principles. You've heard it twice, and I spent weeks on it. Minimum of 4 weeks. You have heard it, you have heard it. You are like babies. So here you are grown. You are now 6 years old, but we have to give you milk. Because you can't eat solid food. What does our darling the message say? It was very polite today. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Yet here I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again. Starting from square one, baby's milk. When you should have been on solid food long ago. Say, neighbor, son, that the message can be polite. But look at it. Since you are starting from square one again. They're starting again. But a time comes when you have to teach others. So don't quarrel with us when we are trying to help you to just obey the scripture. That by this time, somebody should be teaching somebody. You must be helping somebody. But you are still sitting there. And the reason why you're sitting there, you grew up in a church that never told you that something was required of you. And that's why it's so odd to you. Like people in an asylum. They grow up knowing that every day they come and they share pills. So they don't know that that is abnormal. That's not normal life. Normal life. We are not drinking pills every day. Normal life. We drink it only when we are not well. And he's saying that in your normal, it's a normal stage of development. If you will just allow yourself to grow. So stop behaving as if you are doing something, Amma. Can you imagine a child feels that just because he's drinking cocoa now, he's doing something, Amma. He should have been drinking baby's milk. Ha! Are you there? Yeah. And Paul was writing to the Hebrews, and he's made it clear that he's disappointed. And God is disappointed with many of us. Because a time comes when you must teach somebody. Have you not seen two siblings? One is five, the other is two. Have you not seen the five-year-old take the two-year-old by hand and try to say, jump over this, help this one? Because it's normal. That's a five-year-old. He's now able to walk confidently. So jump over this. This is, you are 5 years old. You are telling you to tell your two-year-old sibling, jump over this. You say, oh, I cannot. I'm afraid of it all. Somebody hold my hand, or somebody help me. I gotta jump. The worst one is when the two-year-old is now holding the hand of the five-year-old. And the two-year-old is saying, oh, you jump, it won't do anything. You can't cross. Oh, you can't cross. Tell him, are you not shy? So a time comes when you have to be able to teach somebody something. When you have to be able to share something. The mistake some people make is that we are saying that, oh, everybody's going to stand behind the pulpit. Please, we're not stupid. We're not stupid. Not everybody stands behind the pulpit. But believe me, you can do a lot. And some of you will stand behind the pulpit. That one too is there. Oh, are you in the church? I am reading something for you, written by our father. I have found out that when Christians do not develop normally into shepherds, they often turn into something bad. Yeah. Now you are criticizing the church because you have nothing to do. Those of us who have something to do, we are too busy. In the medical field, when a person has more food than he uses, the food is converted into fat and the person becomes obese. Obesity is a dangerous disease that can kill you. It is simply caused by being overfed and under-exercised. That is the problem of many Christians. They have nothing to do with the knowledge that is imparted to them Sunday after Sunday. They never use the knowledge they have. They never feed anyone. They never minister to anyone. And then they become a danger to themselves. Some of you, you are in your final year. This is the description of you. Yeah. I've not called your name. Amen. It is time for repentance. You have a last chance. You have just some 2, 3, 4 months to exit. You better pull yourself together. The church has become very quiet on me. Yeah. I'm sharing with you why you should become a shepherd. It's normal. Please tell neighbor, it's normal. It's normal. What is abnormal is for you to have been a Christian all this time. Can't even shepherd your own life. I'm looking at some of you I've known for a long time. I'm just not allowing my eyes to rest there for long, so people don't know that it's you I'm looking at. Why? Who talker, every semester you bring us back to the same old nonsense. This semester I will not take that nonsense from you. I will not take it from you. Because if I take it from you, I become a parent who's pampering you. I will not take it from you. But you see, my cause is, you see. No, allow me to speak. When you come and see me, and say that I'm struggling with balance over this, my cause, I'll sit with you. Yeah. I said, oh, really? And I've had some of you like that. Then you describe, okay, I see what you are saying. Okay, can we try and do this? It is never a reason to stop. It's a reason for a maneuver, not a stopping. Do you understand when I say a maneuver? Yeah. Somebody came to see me. When I looked at the timetable, I looked at this. I can see that the thing is wild. And I told the person that, if that's the case, just work within this box. Are you seeing it? You don't have time to do anything. Because the person is literally waking up and in school. You wake up and you're in school. Wake up and you're in school. Then work in this box. Where you are all the time. That's all. But never say I will sit down. Never say I won't do. You are not the first medical student in the world. Yeah. You are not the last. You are not the first person doing law. You are not the last one. No, because some of the subjects are dread. There's no two ways about it. But whatever you're going through now, Wes is waiting for you. Modesta says, no, Wes is waiting for you. Wait, Modesta, you are now going to marry. Children will come and add to the... Yeah. That's why we advise you to marry wisely. Yeah, marry wisely. Yeah. May I marry the man of God? Yeah. Maswell will be there, then he'll say, hey. He's holding his calendar. They say, Charlie, when is the next journey? Then he'll put it inside. And when is that this? Put it inside. Yeah. Okay. I say, good. I also have some work to do. He'll put his there. So when we are away, we are all. When we come. Yeah. I haven't gone to find somebody who is sitting down there counting the hours that I'll come and say, I've been waiting for you the whole day. Where are you? What are you doing? Where are you? I don't have to now. He's a remote job, so he's in the house. Hey. Seto, Angasema to me. Yeah. It's very, very serious. Have you seen my husband sitting down there doing nothing? I'm talking to some people though. Because some of you girls, when you see a guy, then your common sense disappears. Let me tell you something. Allow me to talk to the girls for 2 minutes. If you are called and you get up and your foolishness wakes up and you marry a man who doesn't respect your call, your life is over. Yes, because the call never dies. It never dies. And I know women my age who are still crying over what they left over, what they left in their 20s. And when you look at them outside, you would have thought that they were very successful women. Yeah. One of my own in-laws, I realized that she knows a lot of our many pastors and sisters, you know. In fact, her roommates are sisters today. And I said, hey, where do you know them from? Then she said, I was in Lighthouse when I was in KMUSD. Then she met a relative of my husband, a very nice guy, but not called to ministry at all. And she married him, and they joined a church that nobody works in. And she's called and she said, it never leaves. She went to look for the pastor. She said, she begged for work to do. She said, can you believe it? They gave me counseling to do. 2 o'clock, I've closed. Yeah. And she said, the call, it never leaves. Now, she's worrying that one day she'll meet Jesus. It's like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? But you open your eye and you marry the man who is not called or doesn't understand calling. So allow me to explain it to you well. Yo. At least I've said it. So when you do it, because I know you will not mind me. So I'm saying it so that when you do, and when we get to heaven and I'm enjoying heaven, and then the Lord calls me, come. What's your coming? I said, Daddy, please. On 28th of May 2025, she was in a camp and I said it. And I said it, please. I told her. Because what you have not understood is that you will account for your call. If not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, 20 years, 100, 50, you will account. It is given unto man once to die and then the judgment. Nobody is escaping free. Nobody. You can never come. If you like, go and stand before Jesus and tell him that because of the man you married. No. When Adam told God that is the woman that God gave him, who was the reason, did God mind him? Not at all. He collected his punishment fully. Told God that the woman that you gave me. Meanwhile, I need to remind you that it's God who gave him Eve. How much more you that you are going to find your own? Please, let's go. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Yeah. So you better become teachers now. No matter who you are, you can teach something. No matter who you are, you can teach at some level. No matter who you are, somebody will listen to you. Somebody needs to hear. No matter who you are. No matter who you are, you are. So don't come and give me that. Hey, but you see, I have problems. Do you think we are preaching because we don't have problems? Do you think we don't have problems? Don't let us start. Put yours down, put mine down. You pick yours and go. Are you in the house or you are not in the house? Yeah. Everybody, we are not preaching because we don't have problems. We are not preaching because, flesh does not fight us again. Where do you hear that from? No. We are preaching because we are called. And if you are called and you just depend on him, it will work. That's why he never asked you to bring your goodness for us to wait. Are you going to be a proper Christian? Yeah. Because a proper Christian says, I'm reading it again, by this time, how long have you been a Christian for? By this time, you ought to be a teacher. You should be able to teach one person, 2, 5, 10. We ask you, go and have a Bible Center meeting. Your meeting is so boring that's why the people are not coming. Have you seen that quiet? No, but it's true. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you just cared enough to ask him, he would have blessed you. He would have blessed you. I was praying for this meeting. I fell asleep. So it's not as if one has prayed how many hours. But he knows my heart. I told him, I said, Lord, Charlie, these children, help them. As I'm going, just help them. Just say what you have to say. What do you say I should go and tell them? Open here. Carry this one. Okay. You think that it is because I've been able to fast 40 days? Yes. I've told you where I'm coming from. They were telling us that we shouldn't pray. How I would slap you if I knew who you were. We are going to pray the 12 hours. Well, you'll be joking. We will pray. The book too, I will finish. Yes, we will do all. Have you not noticed? I've not mentioned breakfast to you. We are here. Are you in the church? Is it working? It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. And if I'm going to teach, I don't know what to say. You have just heard me say, I ask God what I should come and talk to you about. You to ask God what I should say. That's all. That's all. We have accepted that in ourselves. Hey, nothing. Oh, I don't think they understand. They even said how nothing we are. They don't understand. Nothing in ourselves. Nothing but Him. Everything. Everything. Next week, I'm going to preach somewhere. When I see their preparation, I'm afraid. Hey! When I see their preparation, I'm afraid. When I see the expectation, I'm afraid. I'm like, hey, I'm a preacher to children. I just go to my father. Me, I don't have anything to say. You, Lord, you know what you want. So please, just. Do you understand? So in the same way, you're 2, you're 4, you're 6, you're 8, you're 10. Lord, how do you know? How do you know which one has broken heart? How do you know which one there's a crisis in the house? Do you get it? Sometimes you can't know everything, but He will speak. What did Modesta say? She said when she came to church that day. That day, I didn't know there was a Modesta in the church. I didn't know she was standing at a point of need. Do you understand? But it's like, God knew. So then, an example, something. A minister stood there, she said, this is for me. You too. It's exactly the, is it not the same God? Exactly the same. If you take that bus center meeting, or fellowship, whatever, and just go to Him and say, Lord, I don't know what to say. Even as I'm going to call them to the bus center, I don't know what to say. He'll do what? Put the words in your mouth. You just go. You don't even know. You'll be there saying that. I don't even know why they are following me. But it's because He has put something there. And it's that something He has put. That's what they will follow. I am so glad it doesn't depend on me. May I tell myself that my only work is to get ready. Go to Him and say, please, I've come. That's all. He will do. Are you seeing it? That is the reason why you study. Because you cannot, what you don't know, dear, He cannot remind you of it. Uh-huh. So you are reading, you are studying, so that He can say, go and pick this, or go and pick that. All right, let's continue. Hallelujah. Number 3. There is a great need for shepherds. And your scripture is Matthew 9:36. You see, even in this room, you have no idea the needs of people here. And look at what he said. He was moved with compassion because what? They fainted. You are surrounded by people who are fainting on the campus. Yeah. Fainting in the town. Those of you here representing town church, your problems are more. Those of you from town church, stand. Good. Most of you were on campus and now you are doing town church. Which one had more problems? Which one has more? Town. Like what? What kind of problems? School fee. Oh, school fees. There, we have that one too. Parents. What about the parents? My mother and father are fighting. You are the child. Charlie. What again? So you are bringing someone to church. The person's not in the house. They don't even know where the person is. Church say, we'll life, we don't care. I'm helping my mother to sell food. Because if I don't help, I will not eat. You are living somewhere, then you are sleeping somewhere else. The house is too far. Are you there? No, I'm talking about the fainting of the sheep. You think you have problems as students? Oh. You are now coming to see. Not that you don't have problems. You do. But when you are on campus, it's a fixed something. Uh-huh. When you move out of that fixed something, suddenly everybody around you has your type of problem and more. Yeah. Because when you're in school, maybe you have a type of problem, but your friend doesn't have. There's a little escape. What? You're coming, Charlie? It's not easy. It is not easy. I've been called before. A whole family. Everything was outside. D-Day has come. Landlord has arrived. He has put everything outside. Everything outside. That's your sheep. What are you going to do? You are looking at my face. What are you going to do? Their whole family, they are all outside. Your sheep is inside. Everybody is outside. They're outside. It's like, where do you sleep tonight? Tonight, they have no idea.
You have no idea. It's real. He says they fainted. So it's like the person's walking, trying to, but the person's falling down. You have to go and try and put some water in the mouth. Give some hope. Sit down. Look at the other. Then he goes on to say, they fainted and they were scattered abroad. Hey, campus is a scattering place. Oh. Hey. How many of you were surprised when you got to school first year? You are surprised at how wild it can be. Can I see your hand? Because when you came, you thought it was some nice, sober, okay environment. Hey. Very well, yeah. That's why people need a shepherd. You see, we have people in church. A lion was about to chew them. And the shepherd arrived. You should always thank God for your shepherds. It was, I remember 2 years ago. We've gone to do the normal things we do when school reopens. Okay, so we can't pick you on Saturday morning. When the shepherd got there on Sunday morning, there was a boy already in the room. The shepherd walked the guy, never return here if you know it's good for you. Yeah? Because you realize that this is a defenseless sheep. Doesn't know her left from her right. Hey, I've been there. Somebody has come. They've taken all my money, taken my phone, my laptop, plus my roommate's laptop. You have met something you have not met before. Yeah. And for it not to happen, they need you. They need you. Do you understand what I'm saying? David, he used to go and remove the lamb from the mouth of the lion, and the lions are still working. The bears are still working. Yeah. The church is very quiet. You see, you can't believe that you are the one solving it. You are the one, pa. One of my sheep, her husband used to beat her up. And the husband was my former student. I asked one of my pastors, go in the car, go and bring the man. When he came, I said, if you touch her again, I'll put your counter back, you stay there. Oh, cry. You see, that's what Tamale, when we are doing our things, our head is not working up. So every day, two of your people have fought, so the police knew us very well. We were always coming to beg on behalf of somebody. When we annoy someone, we will drink. Say, no, like that. So we're well known there. So I told her, if you touch it again, and last chance, put you behind. Yeah. Last warning. I had another one. He cheated people. Until he cheated the pastor, his from the pastor who removed him from jail and the pastor who gave him life. When the guy was trying to bury his mother, he stole from me. I said, today you sleep inside unless my name is not Pastor. I put him inside the car. The car followed by all my pastors, we arrived at the police station. And the commander said, hey, Pastor, what is it? I said, Pastor, this guy, today, Obedi. I have to go inside. The hand that feeds you to you are not coming to collect that. No, you should go inside. Why? Because I'm a shepherd also over the pastor. That's my sheep. Are you in the church or not? People have a lot of problems and you have to stand up for them. Somebody has to defend them. Yeah, yesterday I got a call. I think you are my only sheep. You're not my only sheep. I got a call from one of my sheep. His wife, these are older sheep than you. After four children, one day his wife just got up and left the house and started sleeping around the town. Oh, it was a bizarre story. Very, very bizarre. Very bizarre. And after that, she now took him to court for property. And for 10 years, he has been in court over this. Because you see, she woke up one day and realized that, hey, Charlie, if I'm not careful, I won't have anything. The last child was 3 years old when she walked out. She left her 3 years. I said, I don't even understand. Are you there? So while I'm here, then I'll get a call. Mommy, we're going to court today, then I'll pray. Then he had some lawyer be. I said to him, this is your lawyer. I don't trust him. I don't trust this man. He's doing a deal with the other pastors. And I said, I have a lawyer in my church. So it was my lawyer that's in my church that I gave to him. Yes, and the guy will fly, go.
Hey, are you there?
Ah, he's my sheep. It's true. He's not here anymore, but he's still my sheep. Hey, I'll be there. Then he's crying. His daughter, oh, man. Then yesterday, I got a call. In fact, I saw the text first. Then I called on it and they started laughing. I said, what is it? He said, Charlie, we got it. I want it. Ah! After all that you have done, disgrace this man in this small town, sleeping with his friends, sleeping with the, a mess. Then now you want his property too. The judge said, Na lie. 75 pages of judgment. He read all from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. and the guy was free. Yeah. There's also my sheep. Fainting. Scattered. Are you there or are you not there? Because the man was there. You have suddenly been left with your four children. Hey. Just left with your four children. No, the case has been in court for 10 years. But I think the divorce is a bit, maybe 12 years or so. Yeah. Just abandon the man like that. When you see him in town, he's doing his work. The children are on holiday. All of them are in the car. But he had a shepherd. Yeah. Are you in the church or are you not there? Sometimes I'll be there. My husband will call him. Oh, he's coming. Then Bishop quick will sit down. Oh, man. That's a shepherd. And you are somebody's shepherd. Maybe that's the whole point why I'm telling you these stories. Yeah, but me too, I have problems. Where's your face? Bring it so I slap it. Bring it so I slap it. Who doesn't have problems? Ask your neighbor, why do you think you alone have problems? There are people in this room, they don't have any idea where their school fees are coming from. Don't bring yourself. But they are here and they are also doing their best. Hey. Your neighbor, hey. So there's a great need for shepherds. Number four, God's people are scattered without a shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they are scattered. You see, some people, they even fall into the hands of wrong doctrines and all kinds of things. Because you didn't go for them. But by the grace of God, when a shepherd comes, people begin to gather. Yeah. When the sheep are together in a group, they are safer and the devil knows it. That is why Satan does not want you to be a shepherd. He wants the sheep to be scattered. The devil wants to prevent you from becoming a shepherd because it is the shepherd who will gather the sheep. That is why the devil has blinded the eyes of many pastors, preventing them from seeing the potential shepherds in the congregation who could greatly help in the work. As if he wrote the book for us. And he wrote it for us. Number five, become a shepherd in order to fulfill the Great Commission. Who can give us the address of the Great Commission, at least one of them? We have quoted it in the church. Matthew what? 28. Matthew 28. Verses 18 to 20. Some of you are just looking. Have you seen? Learn it. 18 to 20. I didn't say 19. It starts from 18. Because that's where he says all power. And it's because he has been given all power. Then he says, go ye therefore. Hallelujah. Amen. Traditionally, we think of the Great Commission as an evangelistic command. Yet when you study the instructions of the Lord very carefully, you will realize that the Great Commission is also a shepherdorial commission. It is a pastoral commission. It is a mandate for shepherds to move out and begin to teach the word. Do you understand what he's saying? When you read it at first, he says, go out into all the, go ye therefore, go. So the going, you think it's evangelism alone. But when he says, teach, you cannot teach without gathering. So that's where the church comes into existence. If you don't gather, you cannot teach. That is the difference between us and monkeys. That's the difference between us and baboons. It's the difference between us and apes. They can't gather to teach. That's why you can cage gorillas, because they cannot gather themselves to teach themselves that if you hold this part of the stick and if you open the door, we can beat the man. They can't teach it. So that's a human characteristic, but that's what gives us the church. I hope you understand. So if you do evangelism, and you don't do the church, you will not fulfill the commission. You must do it. And that is why Healing Jesus, they only have crusades in towns where the churches work with them. Because after that, who is going to handle the converts? Uh-huh. I hope you are getting it. Yeah. So you must decide to develop into a shepherd so that you can help to fulfill the Great Commission. Number 6, become a shepherd so that you can obtain a good degree. A good degree. And this is from a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. They that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree. A deacon, again, another level of shepherd. Are you seeing it? So you don't just come with your earthly degree that cannot even cross over to Togo. You have worked your 6 years, you become a doctor. When you cross Togo, you will go back to school. You will do exams again. You cannot use your medical certificate from here. Just Togo here. And who in heaven? But the souls you win, we can cross. Yeah. Those you shepherd, we can cross. Hallelujah. Become a shepherd so that you can combine material and spiritual progress. 1 Timothy 6:6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Those of you who come from homes where they say, learn. I have come to tell you that learning without doing what God wants you to do, it does not lead you far. And you should know it by now. All that the Bible is saying here is that if you are able to add onto your material blessing, godliness or spiritual blessings, then you are truly blessed. Amen. And we have people here, by the time they were finishing on campus, they were pastors. So they have paper degree, but they also have a good degree in heaven that while they were in school, they did things. You there, I wonder what you'd be saying. Become a shepherd because people are hungry for the truth. You'll be surprised that many of the people who are arguing with you is the truth they are looking for. Are you there? And you need to become, you see, there are different types of people, and not every type is suited to you. I'm coming to read a story here. The disastrous fast. Are you ready to listen? There is a need for all kinds of shepherds. God needs lady shepherds as well to do his work. Sometimes when a male shepherd tries to help a female shepherd in the mud, he may get his feet dirty. So perhaps a female shepherd may be more suitable than a male one. I remember a lady who came to see us in the church office. She had a problem with fornication and adultery. And I asked her, "What have you been doing about the problem?" And she said, "This evangelist came to our church to preach and minister deliverance. Afterwards, he called me and asked me to come for further deliverance at his home church." "Did you go?" I asked, and she said, "Yes." "What did he tell you at his home church?" I inquired. "He said that he had discerned by the Spirit that I needed extra counseling and deliverance, so he decided to fast with me for 7 days. "Did you get delivered after the 7 days?" I queried. "I hope so." At the end of 7 days fast, when we're praying together in his house, we fornicated, and it happened several times. Please notice that the pastor was kind enough to actually fast for 7 days with this sheep who needed counseling and deliverance. Not all pastors will lay aside their stomach to help a sheep in need, but unfortunately, his help ended in disaster. Perhaps a lady pastor or shepherd would have been a better person to fast and counsel this sheep. Make no mistake about it, it is not only a physical hunger that people have, they also have a spiritual hunger. Even in Europe and America, this same spiritual hunger leads them to go after the occult and witchcraft. Are you seeing it? So maybe if you had been there, this mess would not have happened. So the next time you want to laugh at somebody who has fallen, say to yourself that maybe it's because I was not there. Maybe I would have been the shepherd. Maybe I would have taken care of that person. Are you seeing it? Become a shepherd because many people are spiritually hungry. Become a shepherd because many are spiritually hungry. Number 10, become a shepherd because many people need to be visited and strengthened. That's the last one. They need to be visited and strengthened. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23 and verse 2, "You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them." People need to be visited. Look at our church. Can one person visit? Can even 10 person visit everybody? Even 20, can we visit everybody? No. So we need to be a lot. Yeah. In fact, we needed to have had double the number of shepherds to be able to do a good job. Yeah. Yeah. You are sleeping. Please stand at the back. I shouldn't have to tell you. You should know. Beautiful. Hallelujah. I'm going to allow a few questions before we continue. A few questions. This is your time to ask a question.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, mommy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Please, my name is Kojo. I'm from the Kena constituency.
Okay, the Kena people are rare. They are the ones raining on you. Yes, talk to us.
Please, I wanted to ask, how far should you go when it comes to chasing a sheep, and when do you need to stop? Because can't it get to a point where you are actively actively wasting your time, because it's like you've been chasing after the person for a long time, but it's like that time you are spending with the person, maybe you could have been using it to maybe help someone else who may have been more responsive. So when do you know that maybe I should continue to persist? And when do you know that maybe I should pause?
There is no formula. There is no formula. You can only know. First of all, many times when people say that I have done everything, they have not done everything. Very often you have gone and you have gone, but you haven't prayed. Or you have prayed and you prayed and you've never gone. Do you get it? And so these are things, questions that you can only answer together with the Holy Spirit. And when you know that, all right, it's time to move on. Do you see? I would never be in a hurry, but at least I would keep it open before the Lord. That, Lord, what are you saying about this person? Should I move on? I would actually ask him. Because yes, it is true. You could say that you're going to spend time on others, but the truth is that often when you stop that person too, it's not that you go for anyone else. So that one too is, you know, so you just balance it. I'm just saying that there's no fixed something. But if you know that I've prayed as much as I can, I've done the best that I can, I've done all the things that I can, and I just feel I should move on. Hey, your conscience is the peace of God in your heart about it. It's a thermometer to tell you, yeah, that it's time to stop. And if the person, you don't endanger yourself and you don't expose yourself to certain kinds of things, because sometimes maybe you have somebody who ridicules you in a certain way or does it in a certain way, you find out after that you are not even able to pull yourself together. And you go to your leader and talk to the person about it. Sometimes you hand them over to someone else. You see, so there's no formula at all, but it's an active thing, active discussion with your pastor, active, you know, yeah, discussion with the Lord before you do that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Another question. Another question. Don't be dull, please. Don't be dull at all. Because this semester, I'm not going to do your thing, so you better ask your questions. For some of you, as I'm looking at you here, my fire is ready for you. Jay, hey, what does it mean? You have been sleeping? Yeah, because to have no questions, there's a very bad sign. Very, very, very bad sign. If I start asking questions, you'll not be happy. I should start. You see, you have questions, but everybody's waiting for somebody to ask another. Yeah, yeah. Everybody is waiting. It's not a good thing. So just ask. Just ask. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Please, I want to ask, when you were reading the scriptures about being called, they kept saying being called to be saints. So I want to ask if the saint there was the same as a shepherd.
If the saint is the same as a shepherd. No. The saint is just, as you know, many churches have, when I say many, I should say Orthodox churches, they would say that a saint is somebody who has been canonized. I mean, like, the church has looked at the person's life and looked at what they have done. And so often it's after the person passes that they are appointed as saints.
So the point being made here is that just as the Bible calls us to be saints, it's a calling. It's not something that you are taking on by yourself. By having given yourself to the Lord, He's calling you, He's calling us saints, not so much what we have done or not done. Are you getting the difference? So that's the only point that it's making there. It's not the same as being a shepherd. It's just saying that the same way that you are called that way, that's also the calling that you answer, same call, just the call. Uh-huh. Because you can't fight, you don't force to be it. You gave your life to Christ. He says the fellowship of the saints. Uh-huh. Then he's talking about all of us who are here, regardless of what we have done. Are you getting it? Different from what we see done outside. Uh-huh. So in the same way, when you are called to be shepherd, as we are here, that's it. Yeah. Beautiful. You know, okay. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Yes.
Benedicta. Hello, Mommy.
Hi, Benedicta.
So my name is Benedicta and I'm from the Kena constituency.
Hey. Only people from Kena constituency will eat breakfast today. Yes.
Mommy, please. So I have this little problem that I want to ask so that you help me with. I've had a couple of sheep that, like, when I'm talking to them and I want to, like, sheep. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of them that, like, I know that they've gotten to the stage where they have to be shepherds. And then they have to, like, take up a step and lead people. And then they actually have the potential of bringing more people into church. But then when I talk to them and then I tell them, I've spoken to them about why they are called and all that. And then some of them give the excuse that they don't want to be like me. And just because, and I asked, like, why? What do you mean by you don't want to be like me? They say that I work too much, I stay in church too much, it's tiring, it's this. And then, like, I've actually, like, talked most of the time, and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. What you're saying, I mean, it's true. Now, the thing is that how people perceive something depends on those who are doing the job. For example, in Ghana, when we say that somebody is a taxi driver, what comes to your mind? An unsuccessful person, sweating, old, he hasn't done much in his life. That's a taxi driver. But you see, that's the image they present. But you go to other places and you see that a taxi driver, you will not even insult him. You will not even raise your voice. Yeah. You will not raise your voice. And who has created that? It's the people who own the job. Are you getting it? So that's one of the things. And it's one of the reasons why we are here today, because you need to understand what shepherding is. Uh-huh. Some of you in your, and I'm not necessarily saying that Bene has done that, but some of you, it's from your own comments that people get the impression that you are very tired, somebody is stretching you, it's very hard, every day they are calling us, oh, yay, they are calling us again, yay. What is it? It's up to you. It's up to you, you know. So that's one thing, you know. So in this particular case, you don't know where they get that perception from, whether it's from you, but they feel that, hey, this thing, it doesn't look attractive. It's plenty trouble. And it is something you should share with your pastor. What is it about what we are doing that looks like that? Because me, Mom, dear, if you look at me, I really look like I'm enjoying my life. Oh, cry. Even if I share my schedule with you and it's looking like, hey, Charlie, the work is a lot. You can see that I enjoy it more than you enjoy what you are doing. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. People are attracted to what looks positive. So you need to maybe question yourself. Sometimes in the bid to do what you're supposed to do, you begin to do a lot of human striving. And human striving doesn't take us far. You know, so take it in good faith that maybe they are sending you a message. So that's one. Now, secondly, we also have enemies. And the devil is there. And he really wants people to think that working for God is a bad idea. It's not today. From Christ's days and beyond. That if you give your life to this God, he's not a fair God. And he gives and he maligns the work of God. So if you also don't also preach against it in a certain way, and if you don't, you know, lean in the other direction, people tend to believe that. People tend to believe that. Meanwhile, they don't see the other side of your life. You see, you've been a shepherd for some time. There are some privileges you have. Yeah. When you're a shepherd for some time. The church is very quiet. Some of you, the scholarship you got is because you are a shepherd in this house. The help you got is because you're a shepherd in this house. The doors that open for you is because you're a shepherd in this house. The benefits are there. They are there, cry. How many women do you know who are there who drive the car I drive? I sit in. Not, I don't even drive it, I sit in it. You see, I'm shaking my head. It's not there. It's not there. Let's not joke. Yeah, let's not joke. It's not there. To me, it's a great privilege. I don't think that is an earning. I think it's a privilege. And I think it has come from my being a shepherd and from the work that I do. That's all. Are you getting it? So what is it about your life? You know. And if you are sweating and struggling, I suggest to you that you go back to the Lord, because it means you are striving. This work, you can't do it and strive. You cannot. You can't. You need help from somewhere, help from above. I hope you get it. But if you're always sweaty, hey, what is this again? Oh, do we sweat? There's a sweating component. Do we strive? There's a striving component. But even as an unbeliever, there's even more striving component. Yes. You know. So that's one. Secondly, I hardly ever talk to people and say, I want you to be a shepherd. I hardly ever. I just start to give you things to do. As you do it, you yourself will see that. Well, life, you know. Yeah. You know, you see that your life is nice. I will never call you. Reverend said, that call you, I want you to be a shepherd. No. Yeah, I just say, do this. Do that. Even the day that I was going to ordain him, he didn't know. I just called him and said, brother, wear shirt. Fine shirt and collar and come. No, it's true. But I will not call you and say, do you understand? Because there are also people are inherently selfish and lazy. So when you now say, I want you to be this, they don't want to do. I hope you get it. But they might be good at that thing. My youngest son, who today is a pastor, I remember when he was a student. If his brother comes and says, I want you to take over the choir, no, I can't do. His brother was a medical student. Then his brother will come and say, I need you to help me with the choir. I need help. Okay, I'll do it. I think you get it. Yeah. You know, but there was just something about the fact that, hey, you're bringing me responsibility. But when they say, help. I can help. Can't you help? Help. You can't help. Can you help? So I hardly don't call you and say, come and be a shepherd. No. Can you help us? You'll be helping and you see that, the thing is working. You see, so he was helping with the choir, and then he suddenly realized that, but we can do this better. We can do this one. Are you seeing it? We can do that one. Then he'll go and ask his brother. By that time, his brother was a sixth-year medical student. So he would come in. Charlie, at that time, even their schedules are some way. When he comes at the end of the rehearsal, they say, I was thinking about this. The brother said, he didn't know that by that time the brother cried. I see from credit. I hope you get it. Yeah. You know, so just keep walking with them. Charlie, can you help me? Please visit this person for me and bring me a report about it. Just pick up this thing. Just, how many of you, somebody just asked you, do something for me? Yeah, that's it. Yourself, did somebody ever tell you that be a shepherd? No. Just do. But also, try and make what you are doing look attractive, because it will also bless you. It will also bless you. It will also encourage you. How many of you saw our Egypt pictures? This half, they are not on social media or they are sleeping. I don't know. Yeah. Small pictures. It's not plenty. Small pictures. Are you there? So when you saw the pictures, what did you feel like doing? I want to go to Egypt. Thank you. But you see, there's another side to the Egypt pictures. There was another side to Egypt. There was a side to Egypt. Me, I was sleeping. The Holy Ghost woke me up. You've underestimated the spiritual work that's going to come against you people. Get up and pray. There's no picture of that. Are you there? All you are seeing is... Yeah. I hope you get it. And we're wearing the same t-shirt everywhere. Oh, when we're about to climb on the bus, they'll give us way to climb. All of us, all seven, just get on board. Yeah, because we like our work. And our work also has a nice side. So I will not come and present to you the difficult side. Am I a fool? Every job is like that. Why does everybody want to be a doctor? Every science student. They feel that it's nice. Let me tell you something. If you want another word for hell, you can put medical school there. How, please? But you don't see how many medical students are here. There will not even be plenty to. One, two. What I'm saying, is it true or is not true? You see the nice part. Because there is a nice part. When she qualifies, there are countries she can go. You will never, your back leg will never enter. Because there's no country in the world that says I have enough doctors. There's none. There's none on the whole globe. So any country they want to enter, they just need to find the right combination of, and they are gone. Job. They will never lack a job. Some of you, you'll look for a job before you get. I hope you get it. So they have, so that's the side they'll let you see. But they won't let you see the fact that 3 days on die. What is even more painful is that after standing for 8 hours and operating, the person has died on you. They are human beings, they feel it. But that's not the part they'll put forward. And I'm saying to you that you and I also, as shepherds, we have another side of the job. Wake up and pray over the sheep. Go and knock the door, they don't open. But when they open, cry, the attitude is some way. It's also part of the work. But there's also another side of the work. Because you have God's sheep, when you talk to him, he must listen. Have you seen that you are quiet? Do you understand? Our Father, when you are looking for him, you have to send him a text on a certain number. When I am looking for him, I have him on another number. Why? His something is with me. The church is quiet. I hope you get it. He has left me. Go and look after this number of people. And go and do this book. Charlie, she has to be able to reach me. So it's another number. Because Charlie, you sent me. There are people here, they know how to get me even when I say, don't disturb me. Do not disturb. Because they know that I know that they know that I don't want to be disturbed. So if they are disturbing me, there's a reason. I'll pick their call, I won't pick yours. Yeah. Reverend says, will you call me? I won't pick. Pastor Dennis, will you call me? I won't pick. I will tell you that I can't. Pastor Dennis, his phone issue is my problem now. Because I have to. Hey! It cannot. No. Oh, Emma doesn't have it. It's a problem. She doesn't have a phone. My husband, when my husband found out that she's going to become a pastor, he said, what? As you were walking around my house, you're not a pastor. I didn't know. I should have closed you. Hey, what is that? I should have sucked you. But you, to become a pastor, you sweat for everything. No, but are you understanding what I'm saying? So all of it has the privileges and other sides. And it's as you move around. So you too, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. You see, as you are walking around here, you have no idea. You have no idea the day that you are hot. And somebody comes to your rescue and says that you are my shepherd. That's the day you understand that, Charlie. He was watching. The church is very quiet on me. It's very serious. I have been taken from the back of many lines to the front over shepherding. I've paid economy tickets before and been sitting squeezed like a banana there. And an air hostess has come to me and told me that I'm looking. Are you Mrs. Joy Bruce? I say yes. Come with me. Where's your bag? Then they picked my bag and went to first class and put it there and sat down. Me, I also sat. Now you work. How will you sit? So I sat down. When I sat down, who was there? My pastor brother was the pilot of the plane. So after I was sitting down, then he came out. Then he said, Rev, it's you. Oh, Charlie, by that time now, I was relaxing and enjoying life. Yeah. You see, all those things don't come in the narrative. I hope you understand what I'm saying. They don't come in the narrative. It's not things that we can show. But I'm just saying there's another. If Aiku calls me, if I'm sleeping, I'll get up. Now, you, if you call me, I'll think about it. Most of you, how many of you have sent me a 2 a.m. message and I've answered? 2 a.m. and I've answered you. Yeah, it's because you're a shepherd. It's because you're a shepherd. Church member, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. No, it's true. A shepherd in my church, that you're a shepherd. Benet calls me. She has not called. No, I mean, maybe she has not had a reason to call. But let's say she has a reason. She's calling me. I will pick the phone. I will pick it. Because she's my shepherd. If you're my church member, oh, I think you were sleeping and the phone just... It's mistakenly... I've been inclined to think it's a mistake before I'll be thinking... I hope you're understanding. But it's a privilege that's not written. It just happens. Or I know your name. This guy. Why is he calling at this time? Let me just check it out. It may be a mistake, but even I'll just check, just in case. Just in case. But when you are far, you are far. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to share with you. Yeah. There are people, when they are looking for me, is this man they call? Reverend said, I'll beat you. No, but do you understand something? Are you getting the point I'm making? But it's not written anywhere. And it doesn't look like a privilege. Because when you see a sheep walking, it looks as if it has no owner. If you like. If you like. Touch it and see. Touch it. You will know that the sheep, as it's walking, it has an owner. Yeah. And do you know that it's the same with you? I remember one day, somebody faced my pastor. It's the last. It's your last. You are facing my pastor. God help you. Never do it again. Hey, you'll not repeat it all. You'll not repeat it. Because me too. Ask Bishop Dag. He'll defend you. He will ask you questions later. Maybe what you were doing was very foolish. But he will not ask you at that time. He will rescue you first. You don't know the kind of phone calls we have had. Should I tell you a story? Yeah. Missionaries, we have sent you to a country. You have gone. You've got a nice place. You are staying in the place. Then opposite your house is the department of what? I've forgotten. Justice will say one of these military somethings. So, one morning, nothing was happening. The wife said she had just gone to take a shower. When a new kind of tank, they'd never seen it before, it came down the road. So the man, he was calling his wife, then he realized she was in the shower, so she wouldn't be able to see the thing. So he took his phone and he took a picture of the thing. The lady finished. She said, Charlie, this thing was passing. Oh, they were there when... Their house is surrounded. Who are they? Quick. That they've gone to take pictures, you see, because when you take the picture, they saw the whatever. You know. They have come to spy. Hey, look. Within minutes, they were on their way. You see, and if you are ever caught in a third world country, make sure you never enter the... If you enter the prison, we'll not find you again. So, as they were sitting in the thing that was taking them to wherever, then somebody told them, call this guy. So, somehow there was one of the soldiers who was a church member. They called him, and then he just said to them, they'll take your phone, make one call home before they take the phone. So, that call home was the call that made us know they'd been arrested. Because truly, truly, by the time they arrived at the place, their phones were taken. We would have been here, we don't know where our missionaries are. Come, you should see action. You should see what? You don't know that you have touched the head of somebody who has a shepherd. Come and see a shepherd. For 3 days, some people didn't sleep. By the time we heard, they had entered Accra. Yeah. Are you there? Another time we're there and then we heard that Ebola had entered some countries. And we had people in a certain country. I will not mention. And Ebola is not like COVID. When Ebola looks at you and you look at it, you are dead. COVID will at least give you an opportunity. Now Ebola, dear. So the country was shut down and our people were in it. Me, I was sitting my somewhere one day and I got a text. Mommy. So I started looking for what will I tell this my man who is stuck in some country. And the guy said, I'm home. I said, you are what? He said, I'm home. From where? He said, I knew you'd be where. I just wanted to know I'm home. As they were there, you have locked somebody's sheep. Something and something and something and something and something and something. They just picked them. They came and put them and daddy quarantined them somewhere. Be there. Because we don't know whether you have it or not. So be there for this number of days. Yeah, they also are there. What am I saying to you? You see, you will think you are not important. And you will think that you are just somebody else. And you will think that, brother, as I'm talking to you on your phone, you can go out and look at your phone. Don't disrespect me like that. It's disrespect to me. And I take it as such. Sit down, it's okay. Are you there? Yeah. And because there are somebody, the person, I have sent some people into that country. I'm going for my people. And how did he move? I don't know. Who went for them? I don't know. How did they come? I don't know. Just extracted them. That's the word that we use, that they were extracted. Like that. Borders were closed. Everything was closed. Into a place. That's it. That's it. The what? Over. Over. I'll be understanding what I'm saying to you. One time we were there, I got a call that they've caught one of my people. And that they are going to. I said, never. Where were we? He said, oh. We're in the Volta region or somewhere. I said, never. They said, oh, he has stolen money from something, something. I know my man is not a thief. But even if he were a thief, he's not entering your counter back today. That's. He's my sheep. He is not entering your counter back. Full stop. That's the end of the story. Because when you enter to exit. So at a point, the people I sent, they said, oh, it's getting late. So it cannot happen tomorrow. Then I heard the voice of the Spirit. If he were your son. I said, he's my son. He will not sleep there. I said, if you won't do the job, I'll get somebody. And I called somebody else. Who called somebody else? Who called somebody else? Charlie, they argued. They talked. Then I got the call. We have taken him home. I said, thank you. Whether he has stolen or he has not stolen, that one we will discover it tomorrow. We will now know what we'll do. But you have come and you have laid my your hand. You said what? Brother, what's your name? What? Anefi. Then you have come. We have caught him. No. First, leave him. You see, because we are in a place where every third world country, the rules are applied. It's not applied fairly. I hope you get it. So like if we know that he's the son of a rich man, then we do one kind of this. If we know he's the son of a poor man, then no. No, he can't enter. No. I will not allow. Because when he enters, if he disappears, my own colleague lecturer, he was arrested. He hadn't done anything. His nephew had killed somebody. He didn't even know. He was in his house. When they came to arrest the nephew, what was his crime? He was in the house. That's all. They added him to the nephew. Tamale, they put them. Charlie, the man went in the mirror. I thought that they would release him. December came and passed. January, February, March, before we were able to lecture. He didn't even know what they were arresting the nephew for. Because when the thing happened, he wasn't there. The nephew had gone somewhere, something. Just because he was in the house at the same time. That's third world law. So I will not allow them to. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what was the problem? The problem was that he was inside. So getting him out, that's where I learned it. And no, you won't go in. No. Inside, no. No. We will fight it out here first. Amen. Our privileges are there. Yeah. Our privileges are there. But we don't publish them. And I'm just saying this to encourage you because you see, when everything is going normally, it looks as if nothing is. Hey. Do you know the number of people we go and fight for to get a place in school? Ah, you have no idea. You have no idea. I hope you are learning it. Yeah. So may the Lord help us. I'm going to give us a breakfast break. How many minutes am I going to give you? I want to give you, it's now 11:05. I'm going to give you till 12. Then you are back here. 12 o'clock, it's not that you are now coming. You are in here at 12. And then we'll do something more. All right.